Hello, I'm Welton Gaddy, host of State of Belief Radio. This weekend and next, we are sharing some of our favorite stories from the past on the radio program and podcast. But on this December 25th, when more of us are separated from the people and traditions that define this season for so many, I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk to you personally about the Christmas of 2020. Now, to be honest, I haven't been comfortable using the traditional language of December this year. I've stayed away from saying Merry Christmas. I don't want my words to strike a sensitive nerve for someone already hurting from the jolt of losing a job and struggling to get food on the table, or a grieving family that has lost people they love by COVID. Humming jingle bells in the grocery store seems no more appropriate than a mother laughing while trying to explain to her young child why she can't buy red and white candy right now. I've always enjoyed this time of year, but this time around, all of us sense a strangeness in the Christmas season. Something is missing for almost everybody. I wonder how most people would finish with their own lyrics the popular song, "All I Want for Christmas Is," although well aware that going home can be dangerous. Scores of parents, grandparents, or children are saying, "I wish we could be together." A community's food bank will be the Santa Claus or the good neighbor for individuals who never before have been unable to see that food is on the table. Strangely, what we want for Christmas this year is something that likely we never have posted on our Christmas list before. That the deaths of so many be solemnly acknowledged and inspire the simple but generous acts, social distancing, mask wearing, and mutual respect. That the sacrifice of so many on the front lines of defending both public health and democracy itself be treated as the heroic acts they truly are. Who could have thought there could come a day that some of us would sit in front of a television set weeping for joy as we watched a nurse inject precious vaccine into the arm of a fearful person vulnerable to the assault of a deadly virus? But what could be better? People of all ages are giving thanks for the gifts of science and the scientists who know how to provide promises that safety and healing are on the way. I hope you are well, and that somewhere in your home you find a gift with your name on it, and a gift you can share with someone else. Thank you for your participation in State of Belief for some or all of these past 15 years. I wish for you and yours a Christmas, a holiday season that is meaningful and peaceful, filled with an unstoppable hope of better things to come in the weeks and the Christmases ahead.